This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump intends to declare a national emergency so he can bypass Congress and get the total amount of money he wants to build a wall along the border with Mexico now that Congress has acted. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
First, it was the Senate.
The yeas are 83, nays are 16. And the conference report is adopted.
Then the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 300, the nays are 128. The conference report is adopted.
Congress passed a government funding and border security compromise Thursday, ending the threat of another partial government shutdown. The legislation provides $1.4 billion for border walls. But President Donald Trump was demanding $5.7 billion in wall funding, and he's considering declaring a national emergency to secure the additional funds. Mike Gracia, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that President Trump's border emergency declaration is an attempt at an end run around Congress. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says declaring a national emergency along the border with Mexico is an overreach by President Trump.
It's not an emergency. What's happening at the border? It's a humanitarian challenge to us.
She adds GOP members of Congress will rue the day if they back what she calls Trump's lawless act and abuse of presidential power.
The precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans.
Pelosi can get a bill to overturn Trump's declaration through the House, and it could also pass a GOP-held Senate, though Trump is likely to veto it. Trump's move will certainly draw a court challenge. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Haiti's newly elected Senate leader, Carmorand Kantavi, says that a midday press conference Thursday that the country is getting ready to explode. He denounced the violence that has left at least seven people dead and property damaged. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is firing back at a former Federal Bureau of Investigation acting director who says top government law enforcement officials considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove the president after he fired then-FBI Director James Comey. Andrew McCabe, in a CBS News interview, also said he opened an investigation into the president's for fear special counsel Robert Mueller's probe and the connections between the Trump campaign and Russia would jeopardize or would be jeopardized if he were fired. The Justice Department, which oversees the FBI, calls McCabe's, says that they're inaccurate and factually incorrect in a statement. The department also says that its inspector general found McCabe did not tell the truth to federal authorities on multiple occasions. At least 44 paramilitary soldiers were killed Thursday in Indian Kashmir when a bomber rammed the vehicle laden with explosives into a convoy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The car bombing is thought to be the deadliest assault on security forces in Kashmir in two decades. Police say the attack occurred as a military convoy reached the outskirts of the disputed region's main city of Srinagar. One bus was destroyed and at least five other vehicles damaged by the blast. One official says he thinks the destroyed bus was carrying at least 35 soldiers. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has said it carried out the bombing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venezuela's foreign minister Jorge Ariza announced that he is forming a coalition of diplomats who believe the U.S. and others are violating the U.N. Charter against non-interference in member states. The foreign minister also denounced U.S. sanctions against Venezuela and called the U.S. aid sitting across the border in Colombia a spectacle.
We all have the right to live without the threat of use of force and without the application of illegal, coercive, unilateral measures.
He was surrounded by diplomats from 16 other countries, including Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and Cuba, when he met with reporters at the United Nations. These nations continue to back Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela, while about 50 countries led by the United States recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as the president, interim president. The Taliban is lauding U.S. President Donald Trump for recognizing the insurgent group as the other side in the prolonged U.S.-led Afghan war, saying it could help ongoing peace talks with Washington. And a reaction issued Thursday to Mr. Trump's State of the Union address, Taliban described it as positive and realistic for acknowledging ground realities in Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.